today. Cletus T. Judd, the funny man, is 60 today, comedian with a country twist to it. His real name is Barry Poole. That's funny. Cletus T. Judd, real name is Barry Poole. Brad Pitt, one of the, heartthrob actors, I think. As anybody gets older, the heartthrob kind of goes out and it's more of distinguished, you know, handsomeness, whatever. But he definitely is still one of those that many people remember as a sex symbol, and Ocean's 11, 12, 13, and all the movies that he did. Legends of the Fall, we could go on and on. 61 today for Brad Pitt. Charles Oakley, the former NBA star, is 61 today. Ray Liotta, the tough guy, the actor from Identity, from Blow, and from Copland. Ray Liotta, born on this day, 1954, passed in 2022. Leonard Maltin, 74 today for the film critic. Steven Spielberg, the producer, director, screenwriter, won the Best Director Oscar for Saving Private Ryan, Best Picture for Schindler's List, considered to be one of the best producer, director, screenwriters ever. Historic Steven Spielberg is celebrating a 78th birthday today. We got an anniversary today, too. We got a happy 60th anniversary to Emmett and Karen. The Skaggs are celebrating a 60th anniversary today. Congratulations to both of you on your 60 years together. Fantastic. Keith Richards. How in the heck is he still alive? We have no idea. When people tell you that drinking and smoking and doing drugs will kill you at a young age, it will. Percentage-wise, it will. But Keith Richards is the is the poster boy for... No, it's not. Goodness gracious. One of rock's most vivid and enduring icons. His guitar playing... There's my country. His guitar playing is a cornerstone, of course, of the Rolling Stones. And his songwriting collaboration with Mick Jagger rivals some of the best in rock and roll history. Keith Richards, born on this day, 1943. He's 81 today. 81. Cicely Tyson, the one-time wife of Mike Davis, was nominated for a Best Actress Oscar in 1973 for Sounder. So the actress born on this day, Cicely Tyson, passed in 2021. And Ty Cobb, Baseball Hall of Famer. In my generation, when I was younger, you look back at Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ty Cobb. Those were the ones. Those were the legends of a previous generation. Now the younger kids are like, Ty Cobb, what's that? Is that a dish at Chipotle? What is that? Ty Cobb, the Baseball Hall of Famer, who was called the Georgia Peach, had a fearsome reputation as a bully, and he was also a well-known racist, a great baseball player, but there were some things about him that weren't real nice. Tommy Lee Jones portrayed him in a 1994 biopic, Ty Cobb, born on this day, 1886. He passed back in 1961.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. Upgrade your home today and save big on top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We carry the largest in-stock selection of home appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Check out our entire selection of home appliances on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening now.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take all the care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it in going Wheelway Autos with an S.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
9:07 here on Reality Radio. We will do another keyword coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, so get ready to text to win in our grown-up Christmas gift list. We're going to talk about His House of Hope. We've had a little bit of information on this in the last couple of years when His House of Hope was kind of starting and was still in the building process, and now it's there. And we want to tell you the good things they're doing for people all around our area. The place is located in Phillips. And we have Robert Knack with us, who is with His House of Hope. So, Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Thank, if I have any of that information wrong, just correct me. Feel free to.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Thank you so much for coming in. Let's introduce people to His House of Hope, because I think a lot of people probably by now have heard of it, but may not be aware of the purpose and the fact that it is now open. You said 184 days, not
yes,
to
sir.
Be exact, but 184. Yep. I like that. So talk about the vision of His House of Hope and why this was even something that started or that we needed in the area, and the vision of it, if you could.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So we all know that there may be an addiction problem in Price County. We see it with the rampant number of men in the jail. This is strictly for men. We believe that guiding them to be able to guide their families better, get back to the working force, things of that nature. We deal with drug addiction, alcohol addiction, but also homelessness in the general. What we're trying to do here is really, honestly, create success for these men. And the vision for it was just to see more people in the workforce, more people in the church setting, more families coming back to that dynamic, you know, where the ma, the dad, and the children coming back together. Because a lot of times alcohol and drugs break that apart in a very vicious way.
Right, right. And as we know, in this area and in a lot of rural settings, when someone has those issues you mentioned, the drugs, the meth, whatever it may be, a lot of times they go through the penal system, they come out, and then it's just like, now what? You know, I got to travel 2 hours one way for a meeting or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this, it seems like, correct me if I'm wrong, really gives them a local source to get better, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And there's not many resources up here for this type of thing. And this is a live-in program, so they stay here. They stay at this house for 12 to 18 months recovering and relearning how to become a man.
Yeah. So talk about the house itself. It's located south of Phillips.
Yes, sir. About 2 to 3 miles south of Phillips on Paradise Lane there. It used to be an old church, actually. It was renovated. We have 5 bedrooms, 4 for a residence and 2 to a room, so we can have a full house as 8 people, plus a night guy. And it's a beautiful area, man. We have the person that bought it and did the construction did such a wonderful job on it. I just give him all the credit in the world. And it's cool because we have workout equipment there. We have ping pong, pool. So it's a good time. We can have fun there too. It's not just a strict, like,
you make it a place that they want to be. And not just like, oh boy, I got to be there again, right?
Right,
I mean,
right. That's, yes. Yeah, we're trying to make it at home. And we have dinner together. It's a brotherhood. We have lunch and breakfast together. We do a lot of curriculum throughout the day. I know 5 pastors come in the morning, 1 every day, Monday through Friday, and they do a teaching for us, and we start our day off like that. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So is this a service that's available for Phillips, Price County, or kind of how far out does this reach?
So in the county gets precedence, right? I'm not going to turn away someone because they live in Medford, right? But if I have a whole bunch of applications in front of me, the people in this community will get the first go at it, right? Because we want to make sure that we're serving the community here. But we also want to serve everywhere else too, but it first comes to the people that are in this area.
Right. And I'm sure you get people from all different realms of life.
Oh,
right?
Most definitely, yes, sir.
From the young to those of the family to the older. I mean, we see it. The drugs and the meth are affecting every age and every part of society. So you see a lot of different scenarios, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah. So His House of Hope is obviously, when you have a facility like this, it has to be supported not only by volunteers, but financially, right?
Yes, sir.
It has to be viable because you can only survive so much on love and wanting to give.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that site and what's needed to keep His House of Hope functioning.
Oh, yes, most definitely. So we're actually on a campaign right now. You're going to actually be seeing a whole bunch of inserts probably in your mailbox and also the Price County Review. When you open up, something's going to drop out. And it's going to be an insert asking for help, actually, because we need volunteers. We need people to run along with us, but also we need monetary value, too. We're trying to get 300 people to donate just $1 a day consistently. And if we get to that 300 mark, we are completely covered, our budget completely covered for a fiscal year. We only need 300 people to partner up with us. And we're about 60 right now, so we only need 240 more.
What a great way. I mean, there's somebody listening right now. What a great way to give back to those really right here in our area that are struggling and going through times to have this facility available to them. You've probably seen just in the 184 days, you probably already got some stories of success already, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. So we've actually had, in the 184 days, we have had 363 days of sobriety for men, which has just been blessing. You know, some of these men, they may have been in active addiction for over 20 years, and this is the first time that they're going longer than 2 months of sobriety in those 20 years. So it's crazy breakthroughs that I don't think could have been possible without Jesus and this place. Also, just on the food lot, well, you can see me. I like to eat. So we got 1,089 meals that we've given out already to residents within that allotted amount of time.
Yeah. So in this county, what is the biggest issue you deal with? Is it the drugs? Is it the meth and the drugs? Or is it a combination of alcohol and such too?
I would say it would be a combination. Well, it's sin, number one, but it's a combination between meth and alcohol would probably be everyone dabbles that I've come into contact with. If you do one, you kind of do a lot, or you know, you're in that realm. But the ones that we've been struggling with probably the most is meth and alcohol.
Okay. His House of Hope, and obviously it's a combination of helping those with addiction and such, and combining the teachings of Jesus. I mean, how much is the religious side of it, is the Christianity side of it, how much have you seen that be a positive effect on people and not just say, hey, let's get you off drugs and good luck in society, whatever you want to do? Well, let's talk a little bit about a guy. Let's talk about Jesus, right?
Yes, amen,
right?
Amen, right. 100%. Right? No, I smell what you're stepping in here. And the thing there is, like, so Jesus brings hope to a person, right? Jesus brings hope, and, like, if you just get a person off drugs and they don't fill that void that's in their heart that they've been filling with drugs, you have to fill it with something, and that's Jesus, right? And yeah. I've seen it, people even leaving the program early because they something happened or they're not doing correctly in the program, they still are on the right path because of Jesus.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the major key here, right? We're trying to generate Christian fathers and Christian husbands, and the way you do that is Jesus, right?
Right. So working through spirituality and dealing with addiction, and there's mental health issues in there too, and just dealing with life, because a lot of times I think people that go through these the addictions and stuff, they've forgotten how to take care of themselves, how to live,
yeah,
right?
Amen.
And because maybe in the formative years, maybe in their late teens or whatever it might be, drugs wiped out everything out, yep. right? And they may not even know how to organize a closet or whatever it may be like that,
yep.
right?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, the life skills has a huge aspect to this. So a lot of it has to do with even cleaning the house, getting things taken care of, organization skills, or being on schedule. Yeah. You know, there are all these things, and we do a little bit of woodworking, and we serve the community in many areas. Like, we do a couple snow shoveling for free and things like that, because we're trying to give back, too, because this community is taking care of us, so we want to give back as well. But there's a lot of things that these men need to relearn how to do. Like, some of them don't really know how to cook. You know, they come in, they don't know how to cook, so we try to train them on how to cooking and stuff like that. But also the residents there, if they're good at something, we kind of have them try to train the others in that area as well. So there's an accountability of brotherhood there, too.
Yeah. Now, obviously, Robert, you're involved with the day-to-day operation of the facility. Talk about what it takes to make that facility go from day to day. Is it just you? Is there others involved? Or what does that take every day to keep it going?
So we have a lot of volunteers, actually. I think we have 7 right now. We need more because they're giving a lot of time into it. We have them coming in, and they come in at about 5 to about 10 o'clock at night to come. They do devotions with them. They spend time with them. They cook with them. And it's just kind of like that brotherhood. I'm going to keep saying it, keep hitting that nail until it's in, is that it's that brotherhood mentality. They come in and try to be a brother to these men to show them a proper way of living. I'm there from like usually 7:30 to about 5 all day. And then we also have a licensed substance abuse counselor that's there on Mondays that is able to have counseling with them. But like I said earlier, we have 5 pastors that also come and spend their time during the day. And then we have mentors. So they come in, they take the guys out of the house, and they go do stuff, fishing, working, whatever. So it's just they really knit together, and then they go do stuff on the outside world, we'll call it, right?
All right, very good. So if someone wants to support His House of Hope financially, what would be a good place that we could just, right now, somebody's listening and they're saying, yeah, I want to support that. Where do I go?
Okay, I would say go to hohphillips.org, and there is a donate thing there, but there's also applications for volunteers on there too, and just fill it out. Or you can call me at 715-339-4406, and we can do something with that as well.
All right, very good. Financial donation always is awesome. If you're not able to do that and you want to get a hold of Robert and the folks there about other ways that you can help out, whether it be the volunteering or whatever it may be, I mean, there's a lot of ways, gifts that people could bring to this house that maybe you haven't even realized yet. I'm sure you get that a lot where people say, well, I could whatever. You're like, oh, that would be cool.
Never even thought about it, but yes.
yeah so there's a lot of different gifts that will make this work. It's only 6 months old. A lot of you have been seeing maybe the construction going on for, what, a year or whatever,
a
year plus?
About a year, yeah.
Yeah, but it's finally awesome to see it come together. His House of Hope, just south of Phillips. And again, give that contact information again, if you could, please.
So the phone number will be 715-339-4406. But visit us online at hohphillips.org.
HOHphillips.org. I'm writing that down here because this old guy will forget it. All right. What a great addition. You know, we always, like I tell people in these situations, we wish we didn't need you, but it's the reality of it. And you know what? There's a reason for every path, and maybe this is a path to get somebody into a better life, a spiritual life, or whatever it may be. Everybody's path is a little bit different.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
All right. So, Robert, we thank you so much. This is just a wonderful venture, and we'll continue continue to talk about it here on the morning show and remind people of a great way to give back. His House of Hope. All right, Robert, thank you so much for the info. We appreciate it. We've got news, sports, more of Reality Radio coming up.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson 2 weeks ago in New York. Mangione caught in Pennsylvania after a five-day manhunt. He could arrive in New York City shortly, says ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
His attorney now tells ABC News she expects Mangione to waive extradition on Thursday. He could appear in a New York court the same day. The lawyer declined to comment on the indictment itself, but if convicted, Mangione faces an almost certain sentence of life in prison without parole.
Madison, Wisconsin, still reeling after Monday's shooting at a private Christian school that left two dead, as well as the 15-year-old student who carried out the attack. Among the possible motives, bullying. The Washington Commanders are a step closer to returning their old home. A provision of Congress's short-term spending plan includes a transfer of land that's the site of the old RFK Stadium from the federal government to the District of Columbia. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., the Grinch will be visiting downtown Minocqua. You'll be able to find him at Minocqua's Gaslight Square, spreading holiday cheer and perhaps just a bit of mischief. You can join in the fun with a photo opportunity, an interactive visit, and a chance to see the Grinch's heart grow three sizes right before your eyes. Whether you're a fan of Dr. Seuss's beloved tale, or simply looking for a unique holiday experience, this event is sure to delight visitors of all ages. And don't forget, downtown Minocqua will also be offering lots of other fun and free activities as well, such as visiting with Santa and horse-drawn wagon rides at Dan's Fudge, and you can see the impressively large Christmas Train Village display at the train station shops. Once again, this is happening this Saturday, December 21st, from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Gaslight Square shops in Minocqua. If you recently purchased a frozen pizza, it may be in your best interest to check to see which brand you've got. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's Thin Crust Cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet. It's so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay locked in because job is not done.
College football. More players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene last night, boys basketball. Phillips had a 10-point halftime lead, but Shawamigan had a 10-point halftime lead. Phillips came storming back in the second half, outscored Shawamigan 45-27 on their way to a 73-65 win, led by Lane Abrahams, who had 23 points, and J.J. Hakenin with 16 for the Logger victory. Marcus Purdy with a career-high 29, and Cooper Mikulski with 16, and a great game at the Park Falls campus last night. The audio from that from Steve Jetlin. We'll have that archive for you a little bit later on here this morning. Rhinelander boys topped Ashland 76-34. It was Mercer boys topping Butternut 60-26. The Bruce boys, they win over Winter 100-58. Prentice gets a win over Abbotsford 78-63. The Rib Lake boys topped Athens 79-60. And it was Wausau West being Medford 66-52. On the girls' side, K Kendra Pritzel tossed in 14. Jenna Nearing with 13 points, 14 boards, and 6 steals. And Butternut gets a 41-22 win over the Mercer girls last night. It was Mellon beating Drummond 47-37. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser topped the Ashland girls 47-27. You had the Winter girls topping Bruce 62-57. Rice Lake was a winner over Medford 69-62. Lakeland, they topped Wausau West 72-23 last night. And it was Crandon girls topping Tomahawk 55-37. Team Seal hockey at home last night. The Northwest Icemen edged Team Seal in hockey last night by a score of 5-2. Let's get you a Titletown update now. Packer News brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Romeo Doubs made his return to the lineup on Sunday with the Packers with 3 catches, 2 of them going for touchdowns, and he continues to make big plays on third downs.
Well, I think he can produce any time when given the opportunity. We're not throwing the ball as much as we maybe have in the past. But I think Rome, it all starts with the work he puts in. That catch he made on fourth down, outstanding.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur said Doubs works hard to be as good as he is.
It's not a secret why this happens. I mean, the guy spends more time on the jugs machine than anybody I've ever been around. I mean, he's got unbelievable hands. I think he's done a great job with his releases, knowing what to do, playing decisively. So he's playing really good football right now. He shoot the slant. He carried a guy into the end zone. So he's playing physical and playing aggressive.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
When the Packers host the Saints on Monday night, they can clinch a playoff spot with a victory.
Not worried about it. I'm worried about us continuing to get better, staying in the moment, focusing on what's right in front of us. And it's by attacking our practices the right way and just building our habits. And it's all about how we improve throughout this process. And whatever happens, happens.
Players are off today. They're back in the practice field tomorrow. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown then on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have more snow on the way late tonight through tomorrow, 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow evening. Today, clouds early, then partly cloudy with a high near 20, snow starting late tonight and continuing tomorrow with a high tomorrow near 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
All right, some great stuff here on Reality Radio. As always, we'll archive the Reality Radio show if you missed our wonderful interview with Robert there or Ryan with the Flambeau Bible Church. Some great stuff here this morning. So thanks to Courtney for coming. And also, we're going to talk with about the Team Seal Hockey alumni game. It's coming up on the 28th. And we're going to have Jordan Koski on with us to talk a little bit about that and a little bit at about 9:45. Birthday wishes to Lisa Miller. She's the GM, the general manager over at Dollar General. Happy birthday to you from the team. Lisa, hope you have a terrific day today. We will put your name in for the cake drawing, which comes up on Friday, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. More keywords, text to win keywords on the way at 11, 1, and 4 today. Brought to you by Ron Ernst Lumber of Fifield since 1971 for all of your building and hardware needs. We'll take a little breath here, a little breather, come back with some more local information. Let's get a little music in for you. Restless Heart, actually Little Texas. One of the Texas groups anyway. God Bless Texas at 98Q Country and Reality Radio.
God bless Texas.
Some folks There was this girl. Diamond ring could cost so much. Damn. Took 6 months on a farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shooting me a star to lie together grin. She's pulling me in. There was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. There was this girl.
Riley Green, 98Q Country, Reality Radio, a little music for you. And Greg Gunderson has made his way into the studio.
You growled your way into that one.
Did I growl my way into it?
Yeah, well, you hit the R on Riley a little early, so you just held it. Just Riley Green.
Just a little bit here.
Good morning, Joel.
I had to bring you in here this morning because I think that this Kirk Cousins thing with Atlanta, this does not equal the Herschel Walker trade or really is not similar in any other way other than the fact that Atlanta, this is one of the biggest miscues and screw-ups by an NFL team. $100 million guaranteed, and Kirk Cousins, 38 years old, coming off a torn Achilles or whatever he had, and now he's benched.
That was the gamble. That Achilles was the gamble, and they knew they were gambling, and I'm sure Kirk's camp gave them reassurances that, you know, you can't really necessarily know the future when you sign any player, let alone someone coming off an injury which has ended many NFL careers.
Oh, I mean, he was supposed to be the final piece. And the rest of that Atlanta team, I don't think is as good as it was last year either.
Atlanta Pitts, man.
They kept saying last year, all we need is a quarterback. Our defense is good. All we need is a quarterback. And then they brought in the quarterback, and now the rest of the team's like, you're not very good now.
Yeah, well, and I find it interesting that after doing so much to tonic the issues at quarterback, they are immediately addressing that before doing anything else. And yes, I know Bijan Robinson is, for them, he's basically the best. I haven't seen a running back out of Atlanta with that kind of talent since Michael Vick.
So,
like, I get it. I get that there are pieces there. You got Darnell Mooney. You've got Drake London. Kirk Cousins unlocked Drake London. I will say that. So they've proven that they've got receivers and talent. I don't know what's going on there in the line situation, but they gambled. I'm pretty ignorant on his contract. I'm sure he's got a pile of guarantees that they're going to have to deal with, but I will say, Joel, how smart, or at least how break-even will Atlanta look if Michael Penix is actually a high-caliber quarterback soon? You know, they hedged their bets in a way that people made a lot of fun of. Apparently, Kirk was caught off guard when they drafted that early, quarterback-wise. Here's the time. Here's the moment. This is exactly what they were thinking of when they did that, and they'll see if they've got anything, any redeeming qualities left.
Well, the good news for Kirk Cousins is he got $50 million up front, so he's got $50 million in his pocket. So he's got $100 million guaranteed. If another team wants to take him, if Penix comes out in the next couple of weeks and he's just like, ooh, he's really, really good, he'll be the quarterback, Cousins will be like, you know what? Another team would probably sign me because they're only going to be out like $20-30 million if they sign me, because Atlanta has so much money tied up in guaranteed money. So if you're Kirk Cousins, you're just like, the bankroll just continues to be endless for him.
Yeah, well, and he's got total control too, because he has a no trade clause, which, as we well know, doesn't mean you can't get traded. It means you can't get traded unless you're okay with it. He has the option to opt out of that no trade clause and accept a trade if he wants to. So he can sit there on the bench, collect a bunch of money, heal up a little bit, and maybe make another run at it, or he can retire off this. It'd be an ugly end, but
here's why this confirms my belief now, because I didn't even look at this till right now. But on ESPN.com, the fifth story down is Falcons say Penix to start a quarterback moving forward. The story right above that, Herschel Walker picked as Bahamas ambassador.
Well, what timeline are we in right now?
What are the odds that that story would be back to back? I'm strong now on my parallel between the equal disaster of the Herschel Walker trade and the Kirk Cousins signing by Atlanta.
That ambassador list sure is getting interesting, but I didn't have Herschel Walker on my bingo card, I'll tell you that.
He ran unsuccessfully for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. He has been chosen by President-elect Donald Trump, and Herschel Walker is now the official ambassador to the Bahamas. I have no idea what that means or what the benefit. I know it probably just includes being able to be in the Bahamas right now in January and February.
Well, yeah, it basically just means he has fundamental diplomatic responsibilities when it comes to relations with the Bahamas. He's a primary point of contact. He's somebody who people in the Bahamas can speak to if they have major needs. Like, you can, if you're in the Bahamas as an American traveling and you've got a major legal issue, for example, you might try to appeal to him, as I understand it. But yeah, Herschel Walker. I mean, like you said, he made a government run, so I certainly don't know what his political chops are. Maybe he's the perfect man for the job.
In a related story, the Minnesota Vikings have broken off all ties with the Bahamas. There you go.
Jimmy Johnson woke up this morning. I feel a disturbance in the force.
And how about this other story? Marshall College. I don't know if you saw this story. They're scheduled to be in a bowl game.
But.
And most of their coaching staff has basically left because they have other coaching opportunities. Not most, but several did. And several of their players now opted out, also because a lot of the coaches have opted out. They're a 10-win team. And they're not going to play in a bowl game because everybody's jumping into the portal and jumping other places before they play their bowl game. This is not the end of this happening in years to come.
No. This is the beginning of new regulations, though. This is exactly the kind of poster case for the new rule that's going to get made after the end of this bowl season. If people think that this is the final iteration of the rules, then they haven't paid attention to how rules have worked, especially in college sports or sports in general for a long time. And I don't think many people are assuming, hey, this is just what we're going to have to deal with now. But I think it is pretty easy to forget that this isn't going to be like this forever. And Marshall College isn't the end-all be-all anyway, but we are going to learn what happens with the current rules and learn what the issues with those rules are. I think rarely is there an opportunity to abuse the system to a certain degree, and here we sit in it, but that's okay. People knew that this kind of thing would happen, and yeah, as long as a bunch of other schools don't end up in similar fashion, especially big-name schools, I think we'll end up pretty okay. You'll still end up with college as a minor league for the NFL. That's where we're trending anyway, and that image is still sound. So if you're okay with that, we're in great shape.
The rules of the transfer portal have to be shored up, and I think college football knows that. They have to figure out a way to let players still move but not do it 365, 24/7. There has to be a time frame. There has to be a day. There is kind of right now, but when you have players moving and dumping before bowl games, now that that's a financial implication because the businesses that are sponsoring these bowl games are like, well, what are we doing here? I don't want to be a part of this. You know, we got a 5-7 team now coming into my bowl game, replacing a 10-2 team. You just took the value of my bowl game, down that much. So there's going to be financial ramifications from the sponsor side that eventually will tweak it a little bit.
Yeah, that's the first domino in every change that's ever occurred in a money motivated system. The advertisers are mentioning that they don't like this. Okay, yeah. Cool. So what are we going to do about that? And there will be a reasonable answer that we don't have yet because the decision hasn't been made. But just watch in the news, you'll see people talking about college free agency, and you'll be hearing a lot more comparisons than ever before between college and the NFL because they are more similarly structured in player movement than ever before. But no, there's absolutely a lot of reasonable answers. I'm quite excited for what comes of this. I know this is making me more interested in college football. The motions of players and who's playing for where now, like hearing that DeAndre Hopkins moved to a team that might actually use him well, that's like extremely exciting to me. So college football is getting more interesting to me too as a result.
Yeah, and the most talked about bowl right now is the Pop-Tart Bowl. They've been talking about that because there's actual Pop-Tarts and there's a ritual that goes on. The winners of the Pop-Tart Bowl apparently get to go into the end zone and actually eat one of the human Pop-Tarts. It's like it made out of a Pop-Tart, and that's becoming one of the people want to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl now because they want to win in and go eat a cinnamon Pop-Tart in the end zone.
I remember when there were questions about, like, how do we stop these companies from selling sugary treats to kids? And now we're in this warped reality, Joel. It's just like, how do we use these sugary treats to get these kids into other things? Like, now it's the dog treat that you use to bait them into the football game.
It's wonderful. And I find joy in watching some of the more obscure bowl games that'll happen this week that are in, you know, the whatever they are, the Dot Doritos Bowl or whatever. And if they don't like to scan the crowds very much, but occasionally the cameraman will slip up and you realize that this stadium of 50,000 people is about 20% full. It's a TV, it's a made-for-TV game, and there's not that many people at the Western Toledo versus Northwest Kentucky bowl game, but it's on TV. There's sponsors, they're still making money, but the stadium, there's nobody at the stadium. There's nobody there.
Yeah, college kids don't travel well as a rule, and it's only for spring break when they do. So yeah, you're not going to pack stadiums out. But they're still, I like that they're trying things at all. You know, I like that they're trying to, without violating the interest of the current fan base, add to that fan base. I think you get interesting things, you get interesting changes, you get new and fun and exciting things. But of course, you got to watch out. You can't step on tradition. So I'm excited for what's coming for college football in general.
Yeah, and that's why you see some of the smaller bowl games. There, the teams, at least one of the teams they have is a regional team that's not, doesn't have to travel far. Because if you're in Sacramento and you have two teams from Eastern New York, you're nobody gonna be there.
Yeah,
so you got to have somebody close.
We had Slippery Rock on TV at my dad's place the other day. I was like, where are we watching right now? Just, hey, good for you, though. Good. Shout out to Slippery Rock.
It was a bowl game?
I think it might have been. Honestly, it's you can tell how deeply I was watching the game. We were just kind of popping by, but I saw it was Slippery Rock and a school that I definitely never heard of. Slippery Rock I had heard of before, but yeah. They were playing somebody. Oh, shoot. I feel really silly for even mentioning it now. But no, it's small name schools. Get them TV attention. Get different advertisers involved, try new things, be open to new ideas. Yeah. I love seeing that in any arena that I'm involved in football. Perfect.
The Pop-Tart Bowl has to be taken to another level. There's got to be more sponsors that can involve a post-game celebration that includes their product. It could go on and on. It could start with McDonald's and end with Viagra.
We need a major toaster sponsorship for the Pop-Tart Bowl.
All right.
Work on it.
All right, great. Thank you much. I've got Jordan Koski on the line with us. We're going to talk alumni hockey game, which is coming up. Jordan, I hope you can hear me. Good morning to you, if you can.
You sound great, Joel. Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, good to talk to you, Jordan. How you been?
Yes, long time no see. I've been really good. How are you?
Fantastic, and we wanted to get you on here a little bit because we're doing an event over the holiday break that has become very popular. We bring back some of the old, quotation marks, old hockey players that come in for a little alumni hockey game, right?
Yeah, we embrace the old. You can call us old now.
All right.
I'm one of the younger old guys, and 10-year high school reunion just happened, so that's crazy. But it's thanks for having me on. Before we get off the bowl talk, my favorite bowl is the Duke Mayo Bowl. If you've heard of that one, they dump mayonnaise on the winning coach.
Oh,
which
they
is
do.
Crazy.
I didn't realize they did the mayo. They dump. How large is the container of mayo that they dump?
I don't know. I've heard the only reason I've even heard about it is because the Gophers are in it this year, and radios around here are Gopher football. So,
PJ Fleck, that mail would just slither off of his dome.
It's not sticking to him.
It'd be people, and they could incorporate some chip company into it too, a little chips and mayo right off the PJ Fleck chrome dome there. And it'd be good.
You be careful, Joel. You're going to get sniped for, you're going to get snagged by a different company here for marketing. You got a lot of good ideas.
Let's talk about the alumni hockey game, which is the 28th? Yeah. Is that when we got that going on?
It is on the 28th. We're always shooting for, so for future planners out there, it'll always be on the weekend between Christmas and New Year's. And then on the years where that is where that Saturday is Christmas and New Year's, we'll figure it out. But it'll always be that Saturday.
All right.
So yeah, it'll be on this Saturday. It'll be at 6:00, the 28th of December.
All right. So if people want to be involved with this, first of all, if people are listening and they're alumni and they want to be involved, what do they just show up with their skates or what should they do?
Worst case scenario, that's better than not showing up. I'd rather, them just come. However, planning, it is a little easier to plan for the who all is going to be there. They can send me an email. I made an email address just for the event. It's called teamsealalumni@gmail.com.
Okay.
So, if you're an alumni out there and you're hearing about this for the first time, please send me an email, teamsealalumni@gmail.com.
All right.
And we'll get you all the info you need to get in there. But what I was hoping this call would really do is just kind of let the public know. I think I have a pretty good list of alumni emails. But what I don't have is a way to talk to, you know, fans and people who have enjoyed hockey over the years and, you know, get the message out there that there will be a good game of hockey going on here over Christmas break. So,
all right.
Just trying to get the message out there to the people.
6 o'clock on Saturday, the 28th, and there will be, one game with like seven rotating lines of a lot of old people, right?
Yeah, we've got, I think, 35 confirmed skaters already.
Nice.
That'll probably go up to maybe 40, 45 in the next, you know, week and a half.
Yeah.
So last year we did young versus old alumni. So I think the cutoff was the 2018 grad year. So everyone that had graduated more recently was on Team Young. And then everyone else, I think we had alum all the way back to 03 was the oldest alum, was on Team Old. Went into overtime.
Wow.
But then Team Young had a little bit more juice. They beat us. So we're looking for revenge this year.
So what, does the winning team get something dumped on them? Or is there any tradition with that yet? Or?
We do not have any sponsorships with Duke Mayo. However, we will happily take one.
Maybe we could, we'll work something out here. I'm just trying to think of local. Maybe we get Tombstone down in Medford.
Yes.
We got pizza or something.
Now you're thinking.
We're working on that.
A glass window shattered on our heads.
Yeah, so people can come down, and it's a lot of fun. I'm sure it's just a fun atmosphere. I'm serious, kind of serious, but more of on the fun side, right?
Yeah, we got fun. We got games. We got the little kids in the association, like the 5 and 6 and 7 year olds. They'll be doing a little halftime show. Little mini game in between our periods. We got we got the thumbs up from the arena to sell beer and stuff. So if you've been to high school hockey games, obviously there's no beer sales, so it'll change the vibe a little bit there. If you want to have a drink or two with your buddies, you're home for, you know, Christmas break or whatever, and you want to change it up a little bit. So yeah, a little bit different than your standard hockey game. Should be a pretty good game. I thought it was a pretty good, you know, it wasn't sloppy. We looked like we knew what we were doing a little bit. So it was still a fun game to be out there and playing. The crowd seemed to have fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing was be convincing someone to be the goaltender. Is that an issue, or do you have hands going in the air for goaltenders?
Well, Joel, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but goalies, truly, you have to be crazy to be a goalie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't stop once they graduate. So we're lucky that, yeah, the goalie alums that we have, I don't know how they stay limber enough to do any sort of goalie movement. But they do, or at least they fake it for about 2 hours, and then they have a full year to recover.
A leave, yeah. Once crazy, always crazy, right?
Yes, exactly.
Very good. So the 28th, Park Falls Rec Arena, alumni hockey. A lot of players have already committed, so go on down there, have a little fun, support the Blue Line Club, support the arena down there, and have a good time. Anything we missed here, Jordan, you wanted to throw in?
No, that's all. It all goes to the rink. We don't take any money. That, I think, is something that I haven't really touched on, but you just hit it there. This is another fundraiser for the rink. It is just a way to get people there, get people buying concessions. I think it's a $1 entry fee, so pretty affordable.
Yeah,
it's a fun time, little moneymaker. Get you out on a Saturday night, have some fun.
All right. Jordan, awesome talking to you. Thank you so much for connecting with us and taking time to join us. Good talking to you. Have a great holiday.
Appreciate it, Joel. You too. Merry Christmas.
Yep, Merry Christmas. Jordan Koski, alumni course of the Shawamigan School and world-class distance runner. I wanted to get in a little bit, but we'll maybe another day we'll talk about his running ventures, but we wanted to focus more on the hockey this time. The 28th at the Park Falls Rec Arena is the big alumni game. Sounds like it'll be a great time again down there.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. Agency. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text PLAN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text PLAN to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text PLAN to 200-300. That's PLAN to 200-300. PLAN to 200-300.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more snow on the way late tonight through tomorrow. 2 to 3 inches of accumulation possible by the time it winds down tomorrow evening. Today, clouds early, then partly cloudy with a high near 20. Snow starting late tonight and continuing tomorrow with a high tomorrow near 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
We have more texts to win keywords coming up with McKay in the midday at 11 and 1. Another one with Gray this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Our text to win contest brought to you by Ronner's Lumber and Fifield since 1971. They're there for your for building and your hardware needs as always. Whew, that was a good Reality Radio. We'll archive it. Some good local stuff, some good fun in there. So we'll archive it in case you missed some of the show. You'll want to listen back to it on demand. We do what we can to put all kinds of programming from 98Q on our podcast portion of 98QCountry.com because we know a lot of you are busy and you want to listen to good local information, but to do it when we tell you to do it is sometimes difficult. So now you can do it when you have the time to do it at 98QCountry.com. I hope you have a terrific Wednesday, everybody. We'll be back in tomorrow morning, Lord willing. McKay in the midday is coming up for you next.
98Q Country.
$0.89 in the ashtray. Half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash. Dog tags hanging from the rear view. Old skull can and cowboy boots and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck. I leave that radio playing, same old country station.
probably punch my arm right now if you saw this tear rolling down on my face. Hey man, I'm trying to be tough. Mama asked me this morning if I'd been by your grave, but that flag is stolen where I feel you anyway. I'll drive your truck. Drive your truck. I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.